Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Tonight is crab legs night, and I'm excited for a couple reasons. One, I'm going to bathe myself in butter, and then I'm going to have to go take a shower, right? Because it just gets all up and down your arms, all over your face.
That's
and two,
gross.
It humiliates my children. You know how some food is just really hard to eat? This is it. This is my, it's like my calling is when I get to have crab legs night, and this is tonight.
Crab legs is, it's messy, and you know, here's the thing, like I love crab, but there's just not enough meat in the crab legs too, so it is a lot of work, right? Even lobster has more meat in there.
Producer John, Raven, and I, we were talking about this because John had to eat a difficult food this past weekend. Mm. What was the food that you had to eat?
I was challenged. It was like the wait staff was challenging me. We went and we got Indian food, and I ordered the chicken vindaloo, which is one of the spicier, you know, dishes. Is on there. The guy brings it out and he looks at me as he's serving it. By the way, he's got like two of his boys behind him with him as he's serving like, it.
Yeah, watch this dude try and eat this.
He just looks at me, he puts it down, smiles, says one word. He goes, spicy. I'm like, yeah, man. That's great. I got it.
That's what I'm here for.
He looks at me, he goes, you want me to make it spicier? I'm like, now I'm afraid of looking like a punk. You know what I mean? So I'm like, yeah, I do. And he goes,
I mean, why? What did you say? I'm sure the way it comes is good.
So he
that's what I ordered.
So he brings out this sauce, and this sauce is just there to inflict pain. There's no other reason for this sauce to exist. But I pour it on my thing. I start like dipping the chicken and the naan in there, and I'm like, I got it. Yeah, there we go. I eat it. He comes back a minute later. I'm sweating, and I go, it's great. What's the next level? I want the spicier sauce. He looks at me. He goes, next time.
Right. He's like, let me save your intestines
sweating
here for a minute.
Some food is difficult to eat, like me with the crab legs, you with the Indian. It's like you enjoy it, but it's hard. I mean, I've cut open my hands trying to get some of that meat out of the crab legs.
Yeah, again, the crab legs, it's thin, it's small, it requires a lot of manipulation to get in there. I had a friend that once ate the eye right out of the roasted pig. We had a pig roast. I mean, just pulled it right out.
Yeah,
shoved it right in his mouth. I mean, anything like that. I'm the opposite. I'm the baby. Anything that's got a little bit of spice in it, I'm passing.
Yeah.
I'm not here to impress you whatsoever, Mr. Server Man.
I love it.
1-800-330-9999. What is a difficult food to eat, but you like it? Rob.
Listen, the most difficult thing I've ever eaten for myself is just oysters on the half shell. I was invited. I was like, yeah, this sounds bougie. This is what rich people do. Yeah, I'll go to an oyster and champagne special. Yeah, absolutely. I picked up one of those things, and I was like, how do I eat it? They're like, slurp it down. I was like, great. That texture, it's boogers.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Boogers. It's rich people nonsense. Not good. What is this? No thanks.
You know, my dad is a chef, and he makes delicious oysters, from what I understand, and he's made me try them so many times, and I just can't.
You don't like them?
I don't. I'll eat them to appease him if he's really, like, forcing me to do it, but I don't enjoy them. I don't want them. Like, it's not for me.
Anytime, and the trick is the horseradish.
That doesn't add. That adds nothing. Now I've got a spicy booger in my mouth.
Just give
me the champagne. Just give me that champagne. Enjoy your clams and your rocks or whatever the heck.
Yeah, I like them. I don't know. It's just me.
What's the most difficult food to eat? 1-800-330-9999. Crab legs night. It's one of my favorite foods to eat, but it is difficult. It is messy. It is hard. You need tools. Mm. Anytime there's a food that you need tools for, you know you're in for like the long run.
I had a smothered hot dog the other day. I mean, if there wasn't a bathroom nearby, I would have been done for the rest of the day. My hands were just trashed.
Yeah. What is the most difficult food to eat? 1-800-330-9999.
So my friends took me to this restaurant and decided to be adventurous and ordered us cricket tacos.
How were they?
Weird. Like, yeah. Not, first of all, it's in a taco, and you've got this, like, cricket thing in it. So it's like, you have to, like, figure out, like, I don't want to, like, bite into the head of it. So, like, you have to, like, roll it up. And they're, it's, like, kind of nutty.
Yeah.
And then it's, but it's also crunchy. And then you know it's a cricket. So, like, it was, I guess physically it wasn't as difficult as it was emotionally.
Yeah, right.
I can't do it. Like, I know that there's so many specialties that eat the insects, and it's a delicacy for a lot of different places. But the idea, I can't. Like, I can't. Like, I cannot even cook it.
I had to have two margaritas in order to agree, so.
It is the world over. There's plenty of people eating insects. I mean, frankly, you look at the stats, there'll be a lot more of us eating insects in the future. It's just way too many people. I don't know. I hear crickets on the scale of things that you're eating insects-wise. I hear crickets are pretty good. I'm curious, but I don't want to try one tomorrow.
I'm about to say.
No, I'd want to try one, like, in a place where, like, you know, this is where they eat crickets. I don't want to, like, have some guy from, like, you know, two towns over. He's like, oh, yeah, we've got alligator meat and chicken. We also make, you know, cheeseburgers and stuff. But here's a cricket thing. No, I don't want that mailed-in cricket. I want a cricket, like, you know, from where crickets taste good. if that cricket
sure.
exists.
Yeah. I don't know if that place exists, but yeah. Sure.
All right.
It exists, just not in this country.
I mean, I like nutty and crunchy.
Mm. Oh. I've had enough of talking about that.
Tyler, hardest food you had to eat, what was it?
So I went to a work event, and the only thing they had available was a sushi bar. And I don't eat sushi, and it was raw eel. That was the thing that everybody was eating. So I was forced to eat raw eel, and I was gagging the whole time. It wouldn't go down. So that was the hardest thing I've ever had to eat.
It's tough. If you don't like raw fish and then that's all you got to eat and you're in front of work people, that is a tough pill to swallow.
Our last party that we had, so our owner is a bit of a foodie.
Oh, he sure is.
But he loves to get into, like, weird stuff. Like, that's his thing. Mm-hmm. And furthermore, he likes to expose people to stuff. And so we went. And I had eaten about 9 of these fried balls. They were delicious. I mean, they were hot inside. I was putting all sorts of seasoning on them. And then somebody told me they were raw octopus. Yeah. I didn't even know.
I will say, though, like, we ate a lot of weird stuff that day.
It was so good.
It was delicious.
I still think about that crab rice with the egg.
Oh, I think, I told him and I meant it. Like, it was probably one of the best meals I had of the year.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was really good.
But if you're not into raw eel and all of a sudden you're like, eat this raw eel. Sashimi to me is different than sushi because sashimi is tough. Like, if you don't like raw fish,
yeah.
Sushi you can mask it with the soy sauce and the ginger and right. The wasabi and all that. But I don't know.
I saw somebody that was standing near me when they heard it was octopus and had seen how many I'd eaten. They ran away.
Yep.
They were nervous.
Taylor, what's the most difficult food you've ever eaten?
Stuffed artichokes. I went to a restaurant with my friends and I literally didn't know how to eat it. I didn't know how to pull the leaves off, like suck out whatever I was trying to eat on it. Like, it was just not, it was not a good look.
My mom had to teach me how to use my teeth on those leaves, how to scrape them with my teeth. I mean, we learned, like, growing up how to do that.
I was going
to
say, I figured you knew from birth.
Well, we taught it growing up, but otherwise, it's not like a normal thing that I think people know how to do.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.